Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Welcome to my short series, Israel, the Family. Jacob was fleeing back to the home he left 20 years previously, for good reason. His brother had promised to kill him. He left with only the clothes on his back, but now he's returning with a caravan of goods and his growing family. Step into my story as Israel sees his brother in the distance. Jacob was limping back to the caravan after he'd wrestled all night with God, and God changed his name to Israel. As he looked in the distance, he could see his brother Esau coming to greet him with 400 men. It was the same Esau who had threatened to kill him 20 years ago. Unsure of what to expect, he divided his children and wives and laced them into the caravan and went forward and bowed down to the ground 7 times until his brother came near. Esau ran to meet him, embraced him, and fell on his neck and kissed him, and they both wept. Esau lifted his eyes and saw the children and women laced among the camels and the livestock. "Who are all these with you, oh my brother?" "These are all the wives and children God has blessed me with over the years. If I've found favor in your sight, please accept the gifts that I sent ahead of me as part of the first of the caravan. Now, I know you don't need them, but do not refuse my gifts, but accept it, because God has dealt graciously with me, and I have plenty." Israel selected a piece of property in the Promised Land and built a house in the region of Sukkoth. It is here he settled with his family to carve out a life and begin living the promise God had given him. Israel was now home. Wow, this is a great ending to a story, but it's just the start of my series. What happens next can only be called treachery. Now, I'm not going to give away the next story, so you have to come back and see why Israel's family cannot stay in Sukkoth. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.